Kyle Chisholm, USGP Glen Helen. Talk about your day.
The day went good. I rode good.
Did it though?
it went. I don't know. I did pretty good. I think for considering yesterday qualifier, I had a bike issue and I was side like 35th gate pick all the way outside and didn't have a very good start at the first moto, but kind of worked my way up to 10th and almost 9th. I was right on Langston at the end and. You know, I felt good. It was, you know, like we're just using this for practice, so it's, you know, good practice for me for, you know, next week in Texas and the rest of our series. And second moto, actually, I had a pretty good start. Got taken out in the second turn. Came from dead last to 12th.
Yep.
And was, you know, felt good for the whole 40 whatever minutes it was. And you know, felt good. So it was good practice. So I rode good. You know, didn't. I think I should have been a little closer to the top five, but I don't even know what I got overall. But
yeah.
I was trying to like add it up cause for the purse money. You know, I was trying to get all those positions I could.
Yeah.
So.
Anyways. Yeah. I'm not gonna say nothing. The guy who couldn't get a press pass. So.
Yeah. No. It was good. It was good practice. I mean, the track was. The track was probably the roughest track, or it was. You know how this place gets.
Yeah,
you know, it's a little kind of different rough, but it was probably one of the gnarliest tracks I've ever rode. And then on top of that. You know, it's only like an extra 3 or 4 laps compared to our U.S. races, but on this track, it's how it is. That extra 3 laps is a lot. And, you know, like our motos, when 2 laps come out, you're like, oh, you're kind of just trying to make it to the end. And, like, on this, you can't think, like, you still got another 5 laps or so to go
after that.
You know, after that. So it's like, it's those extra few laps that actually really take a toll on you.
Well,
so
I was going to ask you about that. Yeah. You notice a difference.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. You know, I actually like it. I work hard, I think. You know, I like to think, you know, I want to compare myself, but I feel like I work hard, and usually I like.
There's a motorhome coming. We should move.
Yeah, we should move.
All right.
I think we're clear. We're golden.
Yeah.
Never know this guy.
Motorhome clear.
Truck and trailer.
So, hey, this is probably just going to do nothing. I mean, let's face it, no purse money, Glen Helen track, but it's going to help you in the long run. It's going to help you this weekend in Texas.
Yeah, for sure. Like I said, for me, for going into outdoors, I only knew a week before outdoors start, you know, a couple weeks before outdoors started, that I was even going to be riding outdoors, not on my own and with Moto Concept. So I had like 5 days of outdoor riding and 1 day of testing before Hangtown. And on top of that, I haven't raced outdoors since 08, you know, because I had knee surgery last year. So not making excuses, but I didn't have that much track time and kind of felt out of it at Hangtown. So this was definitely good practice for me. I definitely feel confident going into Texas, you know. It's gonna be hot, but you know, it's hot here and we had a long motos on a rough track, so definitely good.
What's your take on the Europeans, the guys you were racing with, their styles, their lines, the way they rode? What do you come away with?
They're fast. I mean, I think there's just as many fast guys. You know, there's about 20 or so pretty good guys, you know, just like, you know, in our series. And they definitely race a little different, I think. Some of them are a little dirty. I saw a few takeouts right in front of me and almost got taken out a couple times, but you know, for most of them ride, you know, similar to us, but with the moto being, you know, so long, you know, it's kind of hard to just go out and sprint the whole time. So you definitely got to kind of pace yourself. And I noticed that I think a lot of those guys, it's kind of weird because you'll catch up to them and pass them. The first moto I caught up and passed people.
Yeah.
And then like 5 laps later, they were right on me again. And like, and they actually got passed back. And then I caught them at the end and passed them back. So it's definitely a long race. I think they kind of have it figured out when they go fast and when not to and when to conserve. And I think we see that a lot from, like, Porcel and, you know, those guys that came from this. So definitely a little different.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how happy are you about your day and being here and everything?
I think a 10. You know, we made progress.
A 10?
A 10, yeah. I had fun. I like this track.
Yesterday, after yesterday, it was not a 10.
No, I was bummed. I was in, you know, up to 5th in the qualifier and right on Caroli and Nagel for 3rd and had some bike problems. But, you know, I think we figured them out. Just kind of a freak thing. We're riding a practice bike and kind of a freak thing. It's an electrical thing. The bike has like 60 hours on it, you know, whatever. So it was, you know, nothing anyone did wrong, right? Yep. You know, just, you know, some weird thing. And you know, so yesterday wasn't too fun. I was kind of bummed because I was riding good. But, you know, today is what counted anyways. And I say a 10 just because, like I said, we made progress, and I made a lot of progress with myself, and we made progress with the bike. So going in for our series, that counts, you know. It's, you know, I think we definitely made progress here. So
thanks.
Yep, thank you.